VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Three Lebanese security sources told Reuters on Saturday that consistent Israeli airstrikes on Beirut's southern suburbs have kept rescue workers from searching the site of a strike suspected to have killed Hezbollah's anticipated next leader, Hashem Safiyadin. One of the sources said he has been unreachable since the strike Friday. Meanwhile, according to Hamas on Saturday, an Israeli strike on a refugee camp in North Lebanon has killed Hamas official Saeed Atala Ali and his family. The Israeli military also says it has killed Mohammed Hussein Ali al-Mahmoud, who it said served as the group's executive authority in Lebanon, in an airstrike. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
One strike hit a group of people in a northern town, killing at least five people, including two children, according to the health ministry's ambulance and emergency service. Another strike hit a house in a northern part of a refugee camp, killing at least four people. The strike also left a number of wounded people. The Israeli military did not have an immediate comment on the strikes, but has long accused Hamas of operating from within civilian areas. Meanwhile, the Israeli military Saturday warned residents in parts of central Gaza to evacuate, saying its forces will soon operate there in response to Palestinian militants. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a post on Telegram on Saturday that Ukraine will present its victory plan at a regular meeting of its allies at Ramstein in Germany on October 12th. The details have not been made public, but Zelensky presented the plan to U.S. President Joe Biden, as well as both major candidates running in the country's presidential election when he visited Washington last month. Russia's defense ministry said Saturday that its forces had taken control of the village of Zelenodruha in Ukraine's eastern Donetsk region. This is VOA News. On Friday, Bosnia was hit with the deadliest flood in years, and one